Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Well, I'm glad that we're finally on because you've saved me from watching the sailing at the Olympics. I have no idea what's going on.
I mean,
the fifth or the eighth or the, what's going on?
It's so funny because somebody put up all of the, you know, these figurines, the running thing and the sailing symbol that they have in the Olympics. Somebody put up the full range of them in a picture and said, if you had to train for the next 4 years to compete to get a bronze medal, which one of these would you take? And I picked sailing.
Yes.
I did. Because I was like,
yeah, no, I can see.
You know,
I can see that. Yeah.
Girl guides, knots, sailing or tying knots. I got a little bit of that. You know.
And you sort of get the idea. It's kind of fun, although I guess dangerous when you're in a storm.
There's got to be champagne, and there's got to be a teammate if I want to sit down. What would you take?
I might go for shooting. Shooting, I think.
Oh, that's impressive.
You know, especially if you do the one where you get to sit down.
Oh, nice. You know. Nice. Okay, thank you for this. I needed that levity. But unfortunately, serious matters continue. The fires Turkey are getting worse.
Yeah, they're extraordinary. And given the temperatures have still headed towards 45 degrees, I mean, I know heat in itself doesn't create a wildfire, but they've got the problems we were talking, weren't we, about a number of countries in southeastern Europe. Well, we can throw in Italy to that as well. Italy has joined the wildfire club. Of course, it's only last month that Cyprus was devastated by its worst wildfire for a generation. And in Turkey, they have begun an international appeal for help, which is actually quite rare. The president, Recep Erdogan, is not one to ask for help. He's not one to sort of put out the hand of generosity to others. Although, having said that, there are a lot of refugees in Turkey. But it has transpired that whilst Turkey has raging wildfires, some of them in tourist destinations, they don't have any planes, as in water-dropping planes, firefighting planes. And the complete absence of those is hampering their efforts. So they're asking the EU and indeed Cyprus, which is also responding because they have some of those. And they're asking the EU, please, you know, can you give us a hand with these water dropping planes? Which is, of course, fine, apart from the fact that now there are EU countries as well with the wildfires. But still, you know, we're in that club together, unfortunately.
Indeed, we are. Please stay safe. And then Nazi war crimes.
Yes.
You know, it's just interesting that this is a story kind of thing that keeps coming up, like Nazi war crimes or a war criminal or someone still alive. Because often in my country, it's like, get over it. It's long over. But this is like another 30 years ago. But carry on.
Except it's not. It's not over. 76 years since the end of the Second World War. You would think, I mean, in all sorts of ways, of course, we've moved on. Of course we have. But
sure.
How interesting that Germany still has an open book on those who both worked for or worked with the Nazis. And in this particular instance, they haven't named him. He's an unnamed suspect so far, but a 100-year-old former guard at a Nazi concentration camp. He worked at the Sachsenhausen camp near Berlin for 3 years. So he'd been a young chap at the time, but a young chap for 3 years.
What?
Allegedly, he was...
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say he was complicit in executions by firing squad and poisonous gas. So he was part of that process for how the Nazis decided to get rid of Jewish people over that period of time. And indeed, beyond Jews, homosexuals, communists, you name it. And the deal with this is that he has to be fit to stand trial. They've decided to start the trial in October, and they have now ruled, prosecutors with medical backup and other things, that he is fit to face these crimes from 76 to 79 years ago. Given that it's only a couple of months ago, more or less, that they dropped the case against a 96-year-old because he just wasn't up to it.
I remember this, yeah.
But then last year, a 93-year-old was found guilty of complicity in the murder of 5,000 prisoners. So, do you know, it's that important thing, isn't it? If you can carry out justice,
yeah.
76 years is not too long, is it?
It's definitely not. And particularly if you think about the families who have lost their family, who have never seen their families for 76 years, or whose families have for 76 years been tortured psychologically or economically, as we may see in South Africa. Out of interest, what would you want to see happen to a 100-year-old man? Because our former president is like 78, and even some of his enemies are like, don't put the old man in jail. And I'm like, no, jail is jail. but I'm not sure.
Well, you know, he's 100. He's lived a life. He's lived a lie as well. I'm sure he buried the truth from all sorts of people, but maybe he just needs, you know, due respect to his age, a comfortable jail, shall we say.
Or we may not know, he may have been baking cookies. You know, he might have made amends somewhere and we don't know about it.
Well, that's true. That would come into it in the trial, I'm sure, if that were
correct.
The case. I love the idea that former Nazis are baking cookies for kids.
Sorry, that shouldn't be a bit.
I'm not sure.
I couldn't get the Girl Guides thing out of my mind. Okay, so Poland has rescued Christina, the Belarusian Olympic sprinter who was too outspoken for her own country.
Yes, absolutely. Christina Timanovskaya, who, as we know, she was critical of her coaches, told to go home, got very worried about her life and her husband. Her husband has left the country. So he's left Belarus. Remember, we're talking about the country under President Alexander Lukashenko. Not a comfortable place, particularly if you are in any way a critical or dissenting voice. He's left the country and gone to Ukraine and is thought that he will team up with her in Poland because Poland have offered a sanctuary. The International Olympic Committee is beginning a formal investigation. They've announced that in the last hour or so, that they will want to establish the full facts. Frankly, I think it's got nothing to do with the International Olympic Committee. I mean, this is somebody critical of her country, suddenly feared for her life. What's that got to do with it? She happens to be an Olympian at the Tokyo Games, still. Let's hope that, she's got this humanitarian visa granted. Let's hope it's in some way a happy ending. What you want to see, of course, is her then run for Poland in the future win a medal or something, you know? That would be the perfect movie ending, but maybe not at this stage.
Well, let's see what happens. Thank you so much.